phone rang, just one ring, and suddenly it was picked up. And a little voice whispered, "Hello." And a voice said, "Can I speak to your mummy?" "No, no, she's busy." "Okay, can I speak to your daddy?" "No, no, he's busy." "Is there anyone else in the house?" "My little sister." "Are there any adults in the house?" "There's a policeman." "Can I speak to him?" "No, he's busy." "Anyone else in the house?" "There's a fireman." "Can I speak to him?" "No, he's busy." He said, "So you're in the house with your mummy and daddy and a policeman and a fireman, and they're all busy. What are they doing?"
"They're looking for me."
You see, sometimes we want to be lost. But there are many times in life where we don't want to be lost, but are. The story of the prodigal son is a great story to listen to because it tells us something about how God understands us. People get lost in all sorts of ways. I suppose the worst are the addicts, you know, the alcoholics, the gamblers, the thieves, you know, those people who keep on letting others down. And you can go and find them, pull them out of their drug den, bring them home, feed them up. But they'll just go off again and again and again until they recognize that they need help, until they recognize that they are lost, until they make the first steps. That's exactly what we hear in today's gospel. The prodigal son makes those first steps, and the father goes out to meet him. But we know the problem with addicts, don't we? They say one thing and do another. I mean, it must be terrible being an addict, mustn't it? Oh. But aren't all of us addicts? Oh, sorry, you're obviously different to me. Okay. So you most probably not found yourself going to the sacrament of reconciliation and saying exactly the same things time and time and time again. Year after year after year, addicted to those faults and failings. And yet every time we come to that sacrament, the Lord walks out to meet us. You know, he's been longing for us to make those first steps back. He could have forced us, of course he could have. He could have dragged us. But that's not the way to deal with an addict. You just got to wait patiently and hope and pray that they recognize they need to change, that they recognize they need help, and that they find the courage to accept that help and change. And yet, so often, we revert to type. Time and time and time again. But God never rejects us. He is that loving Father who's always waiting. You know, one of the great joys of heaven is that we leave all our addictions behind. We are totally and permanently cured of all those things that have held us back from God. Wouldn't it be so lovely to be free from those addictions? To realize that from now on, we're going to be a different person, to act differently, to live differently. And yet, that is heaven and we're on earth. But is that recognition that God is always ready to forgive us, always ready to welcome us, and always ready to help us if we're prepared to help ourselves? Yes, God allows us to be tempted, but never more than he knows we have the ability to resist. And yet in our weakness, we so often give in to temptation. So that sacrament of reconciliation is available to us lots of times. That sense of returning to the Lord is with us. We say at the start of every Mass, you know. But do we ever sit down during the week and just find a few minutes to say that sort of prayer again to God? To say, Lord, I'm addicted. Break the addiction. Rebuild me into a better person. Pour your love and your grace into my heart and into my soul, and heal me in a way that the world never can. We could so easily do that. The trouble is, sometimes for the addict, words are easy and actions are difficult.